Chapter 18. Thursday, May 17th, 3:12 p.m. By the time Rainey and Quincy grabbed lunch at Dairy Queen and headed back to the task force center, Abe Sanders was waiting for them. The state detective was sporting a sharply pressed gray suit and shiny black shoes, making Rainey suspicious that the man who traveled with salad also packed an iron and a shoe polishing kit. Just what did he do for fun in his spare time? He had made himself at home behind Rainey's desk and was reading a fax. Rainey snatched the paper out of his hands without preamble. "I doubt that's for your eyes."
"You mean we're not all part of one big happy family?" he drawled innocently.
Rainey skewered him with a glance, then scanned the fax. It was from the law offices of Johnson, Johnson, and Jones. Those office Christmas parties must be a hoot. The fax informed her that she and her deputies were not to contact Shep, Sandy, or Becky O'Grady without legal counsel being present. If any member of the task force insisted on violating this order, a harassment suit would be filed against the Bakersville Sheriff's Department. Sincerely, Avery Johnson.
"Wonderful," Rainey muttered. That conversation between Shep and Sandy had obviously gone well.
Or had Shep mentioned her interest in interviewing Becky to Avery Johnson as part of his desire to do everything absolutely right for Danny? You would think an experienced sheriff would know better.
"Looks like we won't be interviewing Becky O'Grady anytime soon," Sanders commented.
"We'll see," Rainey said. She handed the fax to Quincy, who appeared unconcerned.
"Routine," he said. "Just the beginning."
Sanders agreed, speaking with the confident air of one experienced officer to another.
"By the end of this case, the whole town will be swimming in lawyers, representing, protecting, and suing the masses. I'm surprised George Walker hasn't already filed a notice to sue the sheriff's department. God knows he thinks this whole thing is Shep's fault."
Rainey chewed her bottom lip. She hated to admit this with Sanders present, but she was out of her league.
"You think I'll be sued?"
"Sure," Sanders said matter-of-factly.